The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Good morning. You haven't met me. I'm new. But I've met you. Well, in a manner of speaking. My name is Ernest T. Utcher. I'd like to talk to you about your relationships. Everybody has them. Some people are married. Some people are boyfriend and girlfriend. Some people are boyfriend and boyfriend. Relationships, you might say, make the world go round. I'd like to tell you a little story about my last relationship. I was dating a lady, an older lady. Her name was Patty. Patty and I were going to take a nice weekend in the country. Patty came over to my house and we packed up my Volvo and we were going to go take a drive, a scenic drive. Up into the mountains. Patty was lovely. She had a great laugh and she had a beautiful smile. And she had bright, sparkling eyes. And she had great. So Patty and I started out on our little weekend adventure and we drove up the mountain road into the campground that we were staying in that weekend and we had rented a little state park campground campsite. It was absolutely delectable. It was wonderful. It was a little cabin in the woods. It had a fireplace, had a bedroom, and it had a wood stove in case we got a little too chilly in our cabin in the woods. At the end of the weekend, I looked at Patty with her sparkling eyes and her great chest and her wonderful, wonderful laugh, and I decided that we should take one last walk through the woods before we packed up my Volvo for the drive back to the city. It was delightful. Patty and I walking through the woods, hand in hand. It was fantastic. The birds were singing. The trees were tall and the sky was blue through them. I've never seen a more beautiful day. Visibility was good too. Visibility was good. And then I stopped Patty and I looked her in the eye and I said, Patty, I've had such a wonderful weekend that I'm going to dismember you with a hatchet. And I did. And because we were so far in the woods, I dug a hole and buried Patty in it. And nobody ever found out where it was. That's what I do. I'm Ernest T. Utcher. You better goddamn well help. I hope I never come to your neighborhood.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You pass him nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in his paper. Use the sliding tooth carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it. Do you understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her. The doctors managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue. I keep him in here.
Dr. Chilton.
If Lecter feels that you're his enemy, then, well, maybe we'll have more luck if I go in by myself. What do you think?
You might have suggested this in my office and saved me the time.
Yes, sir. Then I would have missed the pleasure of your company, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
First of all, let me offer my apologies.
We're sorry.
I don't know what's wrong with Rob and me. Rob and I have the same brain. Rob picks those little audio clips out all by himself.
Uh-huh. Weeks in advance sometimes.
We do not chat about it. We have no contact about it. Then I come up with a killer, a serial killer for a character before the show starts.
Who knew?
Because who knows where our heads are at? But I apologize for the Mike O'Mara show.
I'm delighted, Mike, that you brought that up, because otherwise people would have thought that we put some effort into the show.
Yes, and we really planned that type of thing.
No. Nothing could be further from the truth.
We slap it together.
No such luck. Welcome to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Friday.
Yeah.
This is July 30, 2010, and we are well over 2.5 million downloads and growing every day. And did I mention we're in 145 countries?
146.
Which... That listen, when you
that's
say
not
that,
documented, Rob.
See, when you say that, it sounds like I'm making this up.
145 is documented.
Mr. Ronick, we are legitimately heard in 145
that's
countries.
Right. According to Google Analytics, we're heard in 145
thank you. See, when Rob
countries.
Comes in and
that
says 140...
outfit?
Now, see, when Rob says 146, it's the same thing as when he does this. It's the sarcasm, mm-hmm. but it's sarcasm
you
that
know
gets
what, though,
in the way.
That,
shut up.
That was
it's
a
the
great
sarcasm. Shut up.
Clap.
Shut up. It's the sarcasm that gets in the way of a legitimate fact.
That's right.
That is 145 countries.
A true
so
fact.
I guess my point would be, don't do that.
Did you really count the Vatican, though?
See,
yeah,
he won't stop.
It doesn't stop. It never.
And he's
no
been all
off
giddy.
Switch.
He's been right. giddy this right. week. I don't know why.
You hate when I'm
oh,
happy.
You know why?
I don't. Well, no, I'm happy for your car.
The
I'm
car.
Happy for your car. I really am. I'm glad you got a car, but I hate it when you're giddy on the show. It pisses me off.
And his experience last night. I'm sure you're still giddy from that.
Yes, that's right.
What happened last night?
The one night only screening of the for the 75th anniversary of Elvis's birth. Elvis on tour on the big screen.
So as I was saying, we got a big show today. Our show is brought to you by Mangraves.
Right.
Don't look at me like that.
No, I want to
don't
say,
start.
Not
I am
only
really
I just
tired.
I want to thank Mike for doing that, and I want to thank Mark for bringing it up.
Brought to you by Mangraves.
Why don't you hop on this sinking ship, Buzz?
Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your backyard. Yes. Cooking. And get 25% off when you order today. Mangraves are 100% made in America, which Oscar, where the F is he? Which
DMV.
Oscar says is valorial.
That's right, a real value.
Click.
God.
Buzz has his iPhone app.
Google Translator.
No, he's got his Spanish English iPhone app.
That's right.
Click the banner on our website and get your Mangraves today.
Valorial.
Valorial. We have a very big show today. We're finally going to touch on Idol. I'm not quite sure what's
lots
going on.
Yeah.
Lots of action. Lots of stuff in the news. It's a show that we talk about and every radio show talks about, so we'll cover that today. I want to talk about merchandise. And I want to have a serious discussion.
I saw you mention that on Facebook.
Yeah,
my heart sank when I saw
Well,
that.
It should, because I did lots of research, and you know what? I don't know, but you, first of all, you are a very smart man, Mr. Ronick.
Yes, sir.
You really are. But as far as, you know, really, as far as the hat duty, you really punted it.
He
you
said
know what
hat
I mean?
Duty.
And really, and I got to tell you, as a guy, because you know what? I don't think you're necessarily a hat guy, are you?
I actually am.
You are a hat guy?
Collection. Yeah.
You have a large collection of hats. Well, then I have to ask
you. Well,
I
know he wears one every Saturday.
Well, I do.
Hey, a little one.
Just tiny.
And it has the TMOS logo on it.
Also, I want to talk, when he gets here, when he arrives, he's at DMV. Oscar and his trip to DMV today and his home life. We haven't touched in with him.
It's been mysteriously quiet.
As far as how things are going since
since we got back from Iowa, so I want to find out about that. And I don't know why I wrote this down. I prepped the show now because I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I prepped the show the night before.
Good plan.
And you get me crispy sometimes, and I'll write something down that I wake up in the morning, and I don't look at this until I come in here.
Wow.
And I wrote down for my last little thought today, gambling is bad.
Gambling. Huh.
I could only think that me and the missus were thinking about heading out of town and you know, heading up to AC.
Is the seed of that Iowa?
Yes.
The casino in Riverside?
Now, Iowa should be the opposite because I was such a disastrous gambler in Iowa.
You'd feel burned. I would think you wouldn't be ready to go back.
A bit more, you know, in that little degenerate mind of mine, you know what it is? It's like, I'll get them this time.
Well, there's basically two feelings. There's either I can win more, that's
right,
when you're winning, or I can get it back, that's when you're losing.
And what
the only time you're at status quo is when you're not in a gambling environment.
I don't have that kind of optimism.
You know what? Well, you're smart,
right?
And you hold on to your money. And me, I'm in Iowa, and I'm like, I can get more now. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, I'm on a complete and total roll.
It was so easy. How can I? To not gamble would be the stupidest thing.
I was using house money, but the fact is, I was just crushed in record time in Iowa.
It was sad.
It sucked my money away, but it was the house money. So I wasn't playing with my own money. Ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Santana.
Oscar. Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, little
you know
buddy.
What? We will get to Oscar and DMV and his home life in a second.
Good.
We will get to Ellen DeGeneres and Jessica Simpson Jennifer Lopez, as of the last few hours, has been entered into the fray. Mm-hmm. And Cara DeGuardi is
out
of there.
History.
So we'll touch on that.
So the only one they're keeping is the weakest one, Randy.
Randy Jackson.
And they may not keep him. He's only got a year left on his
contract.
And
I've heard other names bandied about.
He's the kind of guy that would fall forward, though.
Steven Tyler.
I've heard Steven Tyler.
Yep,
Brent Michaels keeps floating in that.
We'll
Diddy says he's interested.
Let's get to that, but first of all, let's talk hats.
Hats. Yeah, back to the merchandise.
Hats. I did some research on hats. Okay. Now, it doesn't have to be hats. It can also, and I want to get this feedback from our listening audience.
Okay.
Maybe visors. I like a good visor. And now, Rob, I unfortunately, due to your deformity, I have to take you out of this discussion because there's not a hat that you can find that's not in a special head store. And I'm not talking about where they sell pipes.
The big tall hat fat man store.
Well, your head when you're at your skinniest, your head is absurdly large.
This will shock you, but I don't usually lose a lot of head weight. The skull really is sort of a static
so
thing.
So what you like, you know, you can contribute as far
what
as
what I like
quality.
So far is nothing here today. I'm gonna hop in my new car and go back to the movie theater. At least where Elvis understands.
But visors, for example, and I'm just throwing this out.
Great for the gay listener.
Hey, listen, I wear a lot of visors. I wear it. Yes, thank
you.
You
have
because
it.
I'm gay.
Yes, you are.
Let's ask the young folks.
The last time you kissed me, you seemed to
all
like
right,
it.
The gay, we could wear visors. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something. Researching hats.
Right.
I have 2 points to make here. Right. I think there are gazillions of them.
Mm-hmm.
We must have gone to the wrong source, and I think we crapped out for our listeners because we didn't do it the right way. And look at him shaking his head.
Is it we?
It's him.
All right.
It's Mark.
It's him. Where's the?
There
is that? Is that the hat?
Yeah, I have
yeah,
it right
there's
here.
One right next
there's one there.
Now look, there's a lot of people that like these hats.
There
they
it is.
Like that low profile thing.
Yeah.
You
actually,
don't. You like the high profile.
That's not. This isn't just profile. This isn't. This is this.
It's a cheap hat. It's a
crap hat, and I don't care if I eat. If I
we had
eat
a budget.
We had a budget. We're buying things that are going to go on metro trains that cost a gazillion dollars.
That's
you know,
a good
that's a good investment.
Would it be fair to say that while the hat conversation rules? Let me just say that I love this.
This is what I want for our listeners.
Huh?
Listen to me. This weekend, I want you to send me Facebook messages. I want you to talk to me about this. I want to get your feedback on this. This is my take on it. I want to sell our listeners the best hats that you can get. That's what I want to do.
I agree.
That's period. I want a hat that's going to last you for 30 years.
The impression I got when I saw that hat is that's a fine hat as a giveaway hat.
As a giveaway
hat,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And in Mark's defense, I think he was working within a budget. And if he did know better, he would know that these hats are the hats that are giveaway hats.
And I'm not going to bust his balls.
No, absolutely.
But didn't I say to you, are they good quality hats? And you know what? They are. They're embroidered. embroidered.
My dad would wear a hat like that. But my dad is 75.
They're not a trucker hat by any stretch of the...
Yes.
But this is, they're the low brim, and it's not just not that they're low profile, they're low collapsible
it's
profile.
It's flimsy.
It's flimsy. I want a baseball cap.
We need a ball cap that a black man would wear.
Right. Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Now,
and you know,
right there.
Here is a company. Here is a company that comes to mind. New Era. New Era is one of the companies, but here it is. Now, this is the same company we deal with down the road, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, first of all, that to me means that we are going to... He's got better hats than that.
Absolutely.
He's got a lot better hats. Can we go to his place, and can he get examples of hats?
Yes. Samples. Yes, absolutely.
So that we can all go down there and we can look at it, because there's the...
A hat sampler, perhaps.
There's no other way. And you're included in this.
Mr. Hatman over here.
There is no other hat. I wear a hat that is a spring training baseball hat that is the greatest hat in the world. It is a baseball cap from the Boston Red Sox. And it's got this little mesh thing, and it's got a little nylon stretch thing on the side.
Send it with him,
man,
as a sample.
It's a New Era hat. I don't know if there is any way that we could get these caps. They're ball caps. They're baseball caps.
Right.
And we could get them. And I don't need Mike O'Mara. You can put MikeO'MaraShow.com on the back.
Okay.
But on the front, none of this. All you need with the classic letters, like regular baseball letters, TMOS.
Sure. You know what I
nice.
Bet? I bet if you call
like that.
New Era, wherever they are based in Korea, and I forget if it's north or south.
Doesn't matter.
Call their 800 number.
Right.
We could buy a bulk order of New Era hats, the exact hat that you like.
And get them
then
embroidered.
Then get them embroidered stateside.
Can I go grab the hat upstairs?
You should.
Can I show you the hat I'm talking about? There are two of them, and they are
get ready, America.
Now, wait a minute. They are not regular ball caps. They're different hats that are worn during spring training.
Is it adjustable?
And I'll tell you, it is not fitted, but it comes in like small, medium, large.
Right. I apologize. I never realized this was like a thorn in your side. Like I just didn't realize.
This is the way I look at it.
Okay.
I love our t-shirts.
Yes.
I love
t-shirts
the stuff.
Rule.
I love our mugs that we sell.
Yes.
And if you haven't bought the mugs,
great.
Buy a mug.
They're first class.
I love our flyers that we just...
Yes.
But one thing I said when we started this is I was going to be hands-on about that, and I let this slip through the cracks.
How many late
And I
night...
should have approved these hats.
I know that you're very upset about the hat situation. Yes. How many Mel Gibson like phone calls late at night has Mark gotten from you regarding that?
Mark,
hats?
Be honest. How many phone calls?
Zero.
Zero. I don't talk to Mark about that.
What?
I do most of this on the air, and he raved out. I'm going to show you because I think now these hats, I've worn the crap out of these,
right?
And they might be a little crapped up, but I'm going
to
show you these.
I can't
wait
to try it on.
Thanks,
wait,
Ron.
You should get it. Yeah, Mark needs an example, a sample
right.
that he can take to our guys, to our company,
right.
so they'll know what we're looking for.
For truly, this is a new era of broadcasting.
Yes, it is.
Should we not have a new era of hat?
While we're on the subject, just while Mike's out. Oh, he's back.
Wow. Wow.
No.
Always the jokester. He came back in a straw fedora.
Pretending to be RJ.
While we're on the subject of merchandise, my wife went to the website to try to buy t-shirts for family and friends, and they're all sold out. What's with that? Why are we stocked up our t-shirts?
Yeah, well, we were focusing on the two new items.
Why don't, creating urgency.
How many hats have we actually sold? Why don't we just stick with shirts?
Well, I think that our listeners asked for hats, so that's why we went that way.
Okay, why don't we just get Mike and the four listeners hats, and then just run with shirts?
Yeah, I think that's a great
shirts
idea.
Shirts are
that
always
sense?
Good. Shirts are
but,
always
but it's
good.
Sad to go to the website and see t-shirts and not be able to buy them. So I'd like to see us restock on t-shirts.
We can restock.
We're having
on
a meeting.
T-shirts.
What about
show
a
meeting?
How about a Michael Mara show panini maker? Mike, that's a great hat.
That's a fitted cap. I
don't
see
think
it.
Anyone is taking this discussion seriously.
Oh, no, that's not true.
How serious I was.
That's not true.
All right, now I'm going to pass this hat around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we can
because,
smell.
I don't have ones. I'm sorry.
Pass the hat.
Because I think this hat fits everybody. It's not too... Will you shut up and stop with you guffawing?
Oscar said something funny.
What did he say?
He said, you're going to pass the hat. He says, all I have is one.
That's good. Hardy har har.
I'm sorry.
God damn it. I'm trying to do some business here.
Yeah.
Hi, so this hat...
Oscar, how dare you make a joke?
Now, yes, what are we trying to be, funny?
We got an hour to fill here. Let's focus.
All right, note this hat.
Yes.
Soft, pliable on the back of it.
But doesn't
and
collapse.
And then, what's that?
It doesn't collapse, though.
And it doesn't collapse on
right.
the front.
Right.
And I have worn this again and again. And the thing is, I put it on, and it's super comfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it fits really well. And it's got, and we can put TMOS on the front,
cool.
and it holds up, and it looks good, and it's low enough profile for the youngsters, and high enough for the gangsters, and everybody else in between. Take a look at this.
Can I
note
make a
this
comparison,
right here.
Please?
See this?
I'd like to see the hat. Nice. I think I know what you're talking about.
I know the brand.
It's got the soft.
The hat that Ronick ordered. Let's put it in civils. And you know what? Country's sake. And country comparison. The hat that Ronick ordered that we sell right now, unfortunately, is Haiti. The hat that Mike is wearing is the USA.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yes.
USA.
Although they're both
one.
Probably made in China.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
So,
but I really
so the Haiti hat is disease ridden and just went through a natural disaster.
Exactly.
America's flourishing.
Haiti without hat.
Right.
Right.
Now you see that thing on the side there? You see that little
It's a flex.
It's a little tiny flex.
There is a brand called Flex Fit, and I think that's exactly what you're looking for.
And you know, performance headwear. Here's the thing, and the way we're going to do this, I want to just make sure we have an example of it. We'll take you. If you're on Ustream and you're watching us, we will take you through this process where we get them in. And then let me tell you something. We're going to put TMOS and maybe one. Like with the red, with the white on the outside with TMOS. Yeah. And let me tell you, with that kind of stitching, and then you buy the crap out of them. I want to sell them out in 3 days.
And let's restock on shirts, too.
Right. Rob, it fits you. It fits Rob. It fits
Rob.
Miracle.
It looks good on Rob. And Rob's got his long hair right now. Look at this.
Yeah. If I wear it for 2 more minutes, I'm going to need 5 Excedrin. But yes, I was able to get it on.
But you got it on. But
it's
a good hat.
This.
Oh yeah!
And you wear it backwards like
a
young hipster.
Rockstar
also works.
Now I'm a rapper.
Is it possible? Is it possible to get this hat?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And is it possible to get this hat at such a price that we could sell it for a reasonable fee?
It smells wonderful.
I am the Jew. I will make it happen.
All right, very good.
The eye of the Jew, the third eye.
That is, I like that. You see that hat? That's a decent. That's a decent garment.
We need to make it happen.
We're going to make that happen.
Okay. Good.
So look for that coming up. I'm very excited, and I want before the summer's over to have hats that I can sell and hats that are popular. I want navy blue and I want red letters with white around the outside.
Yeah. You don't want to think ahead to winter and stitching. Make a stocking cap.
Thank you, Rob.
And I'll
thank
make sure
you.
To get some extra interns because now these hats that we have are going to fly off the shelf. We're going to really need to sell them.
How many do we have? How many do we have left?
I believe it's around 50 or so.
How much are we selling them for?
Like $20.
We're
going to
sell
like
them for $15.
Okay.
Reduced for clearance.
We're going to sell them for $15.
Fire sale.
Collectors.
How soon can you make them available for $15?
By the end of the show.
Are we going to be able to make a profit if we have $15 hats?
A small one.
A small one.
We'll
okay.
Take a slight loss.
Those hats are knocked down to $15.
That's right. Two for
$15.
Make that happen.
For $40.
$15, how much would you pay for them hats?
And now that that's all fixed, can we get shirts again? Because we're out of shirts.
We're out of shirts. Let's deal with the hats
first.
The
show meeting.
We will deal with the shirt. We will deal with the shirts after we deal with the hats. That's part of the problem. We launch the hats and the coffee mugs at the same time.
How about the Mike O'Mara energy drink?
The energy drink is on the way. We are still in the laboratory.
It's really just beer.
Who's that doctor that comes out of the van? What's his name? I forgot.
He's a workout energy drink.
Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing.
It's a matter of my feet. I've got to work on that. Right now.
University of Rangoon.
That's that. I just wanted to get that off my chest because it has been a burr in my saddle for a long time, and I am so glad. How soon can we make this happen, Mr. Ronick?
We could make it. I can get this done within 2 weeks. We'd have them in
before Yom Kippur?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, he says.
Well, you got to make them.
Why don't you get it done before Christmas?
Whoa.
Well, I was thinking,
December 25th.
I was
Mark.
Thinking perhaps like we know what we're going to be getting by Monday.
Long it takes for him to embroider them.
Yeah.
You know?
Hand embroider.
For one thing,
you know how much it costs? Well, he's got to do it by hand.
He cracked his thimble.
All right. You're the man. I know you can do this.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
I'm excited about it.
Can we just blame the old hats on Twitch?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
All right. That's what you blame everything else on.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's on to American Idol and what's going on with that show. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to part two of the Mike O'Mara Show, and don't forget, we've got our bonus hour coming up today as well. We'd love you to get that as everything falls into my lap. Hold on just a second. I'm just trying to hold all the plastic together. Segment two of the show is, the Raw shows are back, and we are very excited to tell you about this, ladies and gentlemen.
What is this? The Raw shows are back?
Now, next week...
I didn't sign up for this.
Next week, it is a scheduled break for everybody on the team.
The week following the next week.
That's right. Not next week, but the week of August 8th.
Exactly.
This show will be on hiatus for a week, and because you asked for it, and you asked for it, and you asked for it again and again and again,
lots of requests.
We will be bringing our Raw shows back, the three Raw shows. The Mike O'Mara Show Raw, available again the week of August 9th, and it's available for the first time ever on iTunes. Episode 1 is available free to our VIP members. We told you we would throw in extras for you with that. We're doing that. Get your membership now or pre-order Raw today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Okay, on to American Idol right now. We want to talk about Jessica Simpson, is she in or out of the equation? What is the very latest?
Still,
I don't know.
Rumors are that she's still in the mix, and especially since this Ellen thing broke,
right.
I think it's wide open for everybody.
Ellen,
now.
Lots of speculation about why Ellen, if you just tuned into this, if you haven't heard us, we're probably not the first to tell you, but you've heard about it already. And the fact is that Ellen DeGeneres has decided to leave American Idol. She said she made this decision a couple of months ago.
Smart choice.
And that she didn't like, the reason she cites for this is that she doesn't like being mean to people.
Right.
Yada yada. That fits right into her image.
Right.
Sure.
A lot of people are saying this is Ellen, you know, deserting a sinking ship.
True.
And that might be true as
also
well.
Also smart.
You know, I think. Would you like another theory that I don't
Absolutely.
Think has been thrown out? I think Ellen felt she was screwed by the producers when Simon made the announcement the same week that she came on
well,
the
right,
show
right.
that he
valid,
was leaving,
yeah.
and she this is payback for that.
And I think somebody at some point told her not to be funny because
Give
she's
Buzz a
funny,
little more gamely,
funny
please.
Everywhere else. She's
yeah.
funny everywhere else,
she
but
is.
Not on Idol.
She's very funny, and I, you know, we said when we watched her on the show, she's not making an attempt to be funny,
right.
and I don't know what the deal is with that. I think it might be a combination of she doesn't like being mean, and she's kind of sticking it to the
all
producers.
Sure.
Yeah. As you all know, I'm not the big Idol fan of the group,
right.
but
right.
and I usually put this whole story on the non-important pile. But I love this. I love the fact that either she left or she got fired, because I heard rumors that she did get fired just because of the dynamic that it brought to the show.
Yeah, she was
and
terrible
they,
on
And
the
they
show.
Also really had to reinvent, and this is where contracts and names get involved. They had to reinvent what the show was all about because Simon was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come back with a better package, not just the package of actual
yeah.
of panelists, but they're going younger. They're finding contestants that are younger now. They have to really reinvent the show this time.
Right, and it might be too late for it. I mean, an incredible run right now with a show that's generated that heat
oh, of course.
For that amount of time, it still would be labeled one of the great successes in television
Broad
history.
Broad question that we just sort of touched on. Can the show be saved? Because I want you to think about
Fair
this.
Fair question.
The last 2 years, the talent pool has been noticeably watered down.
Yeah, it has.
Really, really bad. And you
although,
can put
although
the
I
best or the worst judges in there, there's still that if you don't have the talent,
yeah, but
the
Rob,
show loses its dynamic.
The talent pool has been watered down, in my opinion, because of poor producing.
Okay.
You've got producers. You still have 60,000 people going to these stadiums to audition for the show. And as a matter of fact, I got a little inside line on that. The guy that is my lead singer in my little band, NLP, Tom Maxwell, he's going to be auditioning on Tuesday up in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Really?
So depending on where he is, if he gets the boot, of course, he probably can talk about the experience.
Sure.
Can't
but,
imagine him
you
getting
know,
the boot.
He actually...
no, I'm serious. I think he's great.
Why are you
what
laughing?
Was the snickering?
I just love that this guy that Mike loves and complains about at the same time is just going to go do a whole bunch of different things. And the guy, what's he?
He does do a lot.
He's leaving for a week. Is he going to be able to practice with you?
No, he never practices.
Doesn't need to.
He's got 17 different bands and he's never available. And we have to check his schedule like he's the queen.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a rat's ass about the fact that he's not, you know, the fact that I do a podcast or a radio show
yeah.
means nothing to this kid. He means
Very
nothing
talented,
to
Very talented, though.
In fact, yeah. he would come in and go, "You going on Idol?" Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, I'm talented. I'm Tom.
Is he a good-looking kid?
Talented Tom.
I don't think... I wouldn't throw him out. No.
Good for you, Mike.
He is an amazing, amazing guitar player, and he's a very good singer.
Okay.
And so
good for him.
I'm not going to tip his hand as far as what he's going to be performing, but I'd like to get some insight as to that experience. And,
sure.
You know, we'll track it. But I think you're right. I think the talent pool has been rough as far as the finals, but you're talking about a talent pool. There's plenty of talent out there. They just
You'd
don't
like
know how to
so.
Find it.
Now, here's something that is valid. Is that two
or maybe that it's really hard to find great singers.
2 or 3 years ago is when the original producer, Nigel Lithgow, bailed on the show. Okay? And it seems
He's
to
back,
me two
yeah.
or 3 years ago is when the whole sort of internal structure started to crumble a little bit. After that is when they brought in the extra judge. After that is when they brought in Paula. Now he's coming back. Now, to me, the show has always been about Simon. And by the way his mood goes is the way the show goes. If they can reinvent themselves without Simon, I say more power to them.
Well,
and maybe with this original guy, they'll have a chance. But I don't know if they can.
Now, what I want to see, and I've heard this name thrown about, and apparently, from what you read, you can believe anything, that this is a done deal
right.
all the way to this is just fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm hearing Steven Tyler,
yeah.
and you're talking about reinventing the show, you immediately reinvent the show because for the very first time, you have an icon.
Right.
Incredible.
Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, Ellen DeGeneres, Cara DioGuardi, in the music business,
right,
around it, but not an icon, not iconic,
publicly,
not a hit machine.
Right.
And you know what? I will watch that show all over again to see a guy on the panel that really knows music and knows how to make a hit. He's one of the few guys that's out there performing now, in my opinion, that knows how to generate a hit record.
Their first hit, 1974, I think.
I think it goes that far back.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, so,
and
I mean,
every decade since he's been churning them
out. Their music has stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. I love Aerosmith. And even when that genre of MTV with Alicia Silverstone videos came out, I guess that's what introduced me to Aerosmith, just because I grew up in a Latin household.
They had records before that.
I know that, and I realized that once I got into them in the 90s.
He's a ball buster.
And
he is in full ball busting mode.
I went back and got the catalog.
Right.
I bought the box set.
Sure.
I mean, and it's the music they put out beforehand was 10 times better than the music put out in the 90s, but it's still amazing.
And if you get J-Lo and Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson, I'm sorry, I'm watching, because J-Lo will balance out the rocker element that is Steven Tyler, and J-Lo has more of a pop sense because she's had some pop hits, and also she's been an actor. She knows how to perform.
Produce.
And I think that...
Easy on the eyes for TV.
Absolutely.
Let me throw this out as a possibility. Yes on J-Lo, and yes on Steven Tyler, but what if you get rid of Randy because you're cleaning house, and you bring in another name that I've heard, which would bring something that the other two don't, which is Harry Connick Jr.? Harry Connick's key priority has always been Harry Connick, but he does know the Great American Songbook.
Right.
He does know arranging of an orchestra.
Yeah, he does.
Which none of them
it
do.
It might work. I know you like Harry Connick, and I like Harry Connick.
And
the
I also
fact
like
is,
when he works with the contestants.
I
like him
dynamic.
Too, but he's not a draw. I don't think that's a good
What's
move.
Funny about all this,
Randy's
it all,
a draw?
It all no. comes down to chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true in radio, and it's true in TV. It's sometimes there's such powerful chemistry that the producers and Fox or whatever network you're dealing with can't see it. They think they can just recreate it.
Right.
Chemistry is the most important factor out of all of this. And if they can find chemistry, that'd be amazing. If they can't, which they haven't yet, again, without Simon or without Paula, because Paula really made that chemistry possible between Randy and Simon.
Because she was such a screw-up.
Yes. But
it was delightful to watch.
But that was the chemistry. It wasn't one or the other or even Simon. I believe if they can find the chemistry again, it can be successful.
And I think, you know what? It's a fun entertainment story, and that's why we talk about it
on the
show.
Yeah, I don't even care about the show, but I find this interesting.
Well, the thing is, so often we are talking about who's going to jail and who's screwing up.
And Mel.
We've gotten the Mel Gibson tapes, which incidentally will have more live, raw Mel.
Can't
in the bonus hour.
Yes.
But, it's fun once in a while just to say who's going to work, who's going to be doing this, and we'll keep tabs on it. We should maybe have answers within the next couple of weeks.
There is an associate of mine, if you will, or I wouldn't call him a friend. What do you call it?
A drug dealer.
A drug dealer.
Just
a friend. Well, the DJ that used to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show, his name's Stryker.
Right.
And Stryker's gotten like every job. God bless him. He's like on, I think, AMP in L.A., but I remember when Stryker originally got that job on Ellen's show, and it was funny because he was excited about it. He lasted 1 year, and whatever happened.
Right.
But he used to tell me about Ellen. It was always about Ellen.
Right.
So on Ellen's side, because this last season wasn't about Ellen, and she did, you remember that everybody during that show, and I'm not a big fan, but Carol watches it all the time.
Right.
But I'm sitting there, and it wasn't always about Ellen.
Oh, like it was very rarely about Ellen.
Except when Ellen screwed up.
If it always has to be about Ellen, maybe that's also the straw that broke that camel's back, because that's why she might have left. She said it was not about me.
That could be true, but she certainly knew she wasn't going to get the total spotlight when she went on that show. I really think if you get to the bottom of this, and who knows if the truth will ever surface, this is a lady that was visibly... America saw it when she came on and reacted to Simon, because Simon, it seemed to me when I remember that story, it was hours before they had done the first taping with Ellen. Simon Cowell had announced that he was leaving the show.
I think it was like 2 days after she announced she got the job.
It was an amazing F you to her, and I don't think she got over that. And then, the energy during the course of the year, it just didn't seem quite
because
right.
You were tapping out even during the show. You said, I'm over it. It's over.
Oh,
the
she
show's
was
done.
So bad.
The show's over.
I am such a fan of hers, and I thought she was especially like as an award show host.
Oh, my God.
I think she's brilliantly funny, and as brilliant as I thought she was, that's how bad I thought she was on American Idol. So we'll keep tabs on that, and we'll find out what happens, and, do we really care? Yeah, we kind of do still about
it's
American Idol.
It's a spectator
Idol.
their sport.
Yeah, I love it. This is what I love. Yeah. They call it the off season,
right?
You know, in football, everyone talking about trades and, right. and who got hurt and who didn't get hurt. I love this because these are the big pieces moving around one of the biggest shows in America.
They are so poised to either lose me forever or suck me right back.
We'll see
in.
What happens. And then when you're talking about football, of course, yesterday here in D.C. and around a lot of cities in the country, first day of training camp for our Washington Redskins. People are going crazy over that. Football, football, football. And when you live in a town like D.C. where we have a suck national team, National League team, and we have a suck American League team up the street in Baltimore, you're talking about people that are already ready for the NFL.
Right.
Ramped
up,
ready
we're
for
one
football.
Sport town.
Ramped up. Well, especially when you've got the baseball team that sucks.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and then they put the phenom, the kid that's, you know, everybody says, hey, it's great, come out, sell out. Oh, it's Strasburg. 15-day DL. Who told you about that?
Would you have left that game if you showed up to that game and he wasn't pitching?
It depends. I'd be disappointed, but I wouldn't leave a baseball game.
Day at the ballpark's
good,
fine.
Man.
And incidentally, so, you know, weren't we theorizing that maybe that's a conspiracy?
Yeah. Sure, always. Oh, yeah. Always.
That's like when, Rob, that's like when we went down to B.B. King's down in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
we
yeah.
walk in, and Daryl, our old engineer, and Rob and I walk into B.B. King's, and I said, is B.B. going to be performing? And they said, he should be here a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
And they said that to me at 7, 8, 9, 10, and it's 12 o'clock.
They say it every night.
We basically have this theory that they say that every night to
everybody.
We've
done that for years in radio. You answer the request line. Somebody asks for a song. You say, yeah, it's coming up.
Coming right up for you.
Keep listening.
BB will be there. So we'll see what happens with all the good times on American Idol. I did want to talk about something that I've heard that I don't even know about. I think Ronick has tapped into this, and I don't think any of us
are. Is it about hats?
It's about Twitch.
Oh, okay. Twitch,
who dances around and does a million different things all in his own little world. Mm-hmm. He's a
very
strange,
organized man.
The world
strange,
of Twitch.
Organized. Yeah, like my right nut.
Remember that itinerary he put together for us?
I'm very
impressed.
He's very organized. He was home last night organizing his liquor cabinet. Starting with the absinthe.
What happened? Bourbon. What's going on?
All right, something is happening that I have to bring up on the show.
Okay.
Is this next Wednesday?
Next Friday. Yes.
Now, is this the BYOB thing?
It is.
But is that tied into the next to this surprise that I'm supposed to be getting?
No, sir. That's in September.
I want to talk. That's in September.
Yes.
September surprise.
That's in September.
He's correct. Very I believe excited September
about
1st.
This. He is. Do you know about this?
He came to me before he came to anyone else, and he wouldn't tell me anything. What he said?
Has he told you anything?
What he told me is he says, I've got a guest, and it's an A-list guest, and I want to play mystery guest with this person. Do you think Mike would be in for it?
Mm.
I said, it's an A-list guest? And he said, yeah. And he started spinning about how we could all be blindfolded. And I said, no, let's not just get to that yet.
Now, to the best of my knowledge, in this room, there is one person who knows who the guest
that's
is.
Only Mark.
Only Mark.
And didn't you say it's
and
closer
wife,
to a B+?
My wife knows who the guest
Ooh.
Is.
How?
Because Ronick told my wife.
No,
and
I think Riddell did.
Why are they
Riddell
talking?
Told my wife.
Yeah,
and the fact
why are they talking?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Why are they talking?
Yeah, I would think that as well.
Anyway, I wish this was a TV show. I can really do it just
Mike gives concerned look.
They just encountered each other at the ABC store.
Carla has said to me, she said to me, and this will get you excited, she said, I am going to be out of my mind.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he said
out
that.
Of my, now listen.
And further, hold on, here's another detail that I'll throw in. I said, is this the kind of guest that we want to put in the second segment? He says, oh no. You want this to be right up front. As a matter of fact, mystery guest should be what we do as our opening segment and let this person panel for the entire show.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. You will absolutely be happy with it.
But I have to wait till this is September.
Well, right. When you're talking about bigger guests,
you
got to work
a
with
lot
their schedule
further,
a little
he
bit.
He said, it's nothing you have to prep.
Now, right.
This is something that this is huge to me because even some of the bigger guests we've gotten through the years, there's guests that you have to prep and guests that you don't.
I don't.
This is one
I don't
want to
know.
Prep.
I want to live in suspense.
I want to be surprised too.
I want to. I can't wait to be disappointed.
I hope.
Well,
because
a lot can happen from now until September.
Oh, Twitch could be up on our building. He could go up into my attic with his, you know, with his rifle shooting people.
Yes, he's up there, nothing but a rifle and a jar of olives.
He came over at band practice last night, and I swear to God,
How was his mood?
Like, it looked like somebody just got out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Was he like the young Danny DeVito or the young Christopher Lloyd?
He says, hi, how you doing, Twitch? You know, and I'm like, hi. How you doing, man? Good to see you. So anyway, September.
So that's exciting.
September, and then for BYOB,
yes.
We've got a special show coming up next Friday.
Week
that's
from
right.
today.
Next Friday, we're going to bring in microbrews, mm-hmm. and it's going to be special. And do you want to mention it?
No, we can wait, because we're okay. still waiting for the paperwork to be done.
And then he said that they could wait, because he's always blocking me. He's always stifling my creativity.
Papers have to be signed.
That Ronick is stifling my creativity. There that bastard.
At about 11:15 tonight, right in the during he's watching the news on Channel 4, there'll be a very feverish knock on Mark Ronick's door.
Can we talk? All right, hold on just a second.
Mark!
Ronick! It's Twitch! I did have a word with you. I planned the BYOB show. Let me in.
Can we just talk through the door?
No, if you don't want me to come in, listen. I've got this out here. Do you want me to go in? Let me in. You understand? Just put your finger. Mark.
Yeah.
Open the door a crack.
All right.
All right. Just put your finger in there.
Okay.
Oh, I got you. I bit you.
Fell for it again.
I bit you. Anyway.
You look through your peephole. He's out there with a gun and a keyboard.
The next week, we will have details on BYOB
yes,
Friday.
Sir.
It should be. look at Ronick, how weird he gets when we talk about Twitch.
I know.
You're usually you volunteer lots of information, so now
you're closed-lipped.
What, have you fired him or something like that?
Not
What's
at
going
all.
On?
Not yeah. at all.
Not yet.
Twitch has that mind that goes, you know, he really is the spaz. I know that kind of was my name, but he really is the spaz. His mind is going a million miles a minute.
Right.
And I know that if he was bringing this to you, you would have shot him by now.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you're a nice filter between me and Twitch.
Right, so I just need to kind of bring
him. Is he here today, incidentally?
No.
It's training camp. He's also into the Redskins. So
who's making lunch?
we're not having our lunch today?
No.
What a shame.
I was locked out.
But see, that's it. That's the thing. That's it. You know, that happens and then it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the way the mind
that
works.
That tease.
The mind is off that in 20 tease. Different
ways. He had started at about 10 a.m. yesterday, and he'd say, I'm going to smoke a pork roast.
There was a great analogy about
cranberry slaw.
There's a great analogy about Twitch that somebody had brought up, which is he's kind of like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You send him out
for food.
And he comes back with magic beans.
Magic beans. Yeah. Yes,
which
he
is
does.
Cool. And September, it might be amazing.
Well, yeah, for example, if he was on the hat duty, we'd have a jester hat.
Right.
We come back with a hat that had all the little foofy things coming off of it. So good luck to him. And Carla has, I cannot tell you how much she has whetted my appetite for this guy or gal who's coming on.
Do we know from what sphere
you can't,
of notoriety?
No, I'm not going to do it.
No.
Black or white.
Not going to do it.
Carla wouldn't let me do that.
It don't matter if it's black
or white. You're absolutely right. I was just wondering.
You do that and you start down the highway to speculation.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
We're already bringing it up on the air. You're going to get people on Facebook that'll be talking about it.
Can I take 2 seconds? I know that we're coming up on a break here.
Yes, we are. We got to play the audio.
And I apologize to all of you for being late because I was at the DMV this morning. My question to you is this.
How'd that go for you?
Oh, Jesus. I get there at 7:45.
Can you you make this entertaining on the bonus hour?
No, I mean, it's not even worth it because I'm telling you.
You could just use the F word.
Yes.
Right. It just went a lot easier once he was able to prove his citizenship.
I will say this. I get there at 7:45. Mm. I'm in Georgetown, one of the nicest places in America, right?
True.
I get there, and it doesn't really matter where you are in the country, whether you're in Southeast D.C.,
right.
Maybe you're in, I'm sure, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, mm-hmm. or you're in Georgetown, which is literally one of the wealthiest places in America.
Right.
It's all the same DMV.
Oh, yeah.
I literally walk in there, and I'm like, oh, this won't take too long. Doors open up. Everybody floods in like they're cattle.
Sure.
And
so you were waiting for them to open the doors.
Yes. So I'm there. I'm there early. I'm proactive.
That's
I'm going to get there.
That's a very good thing.
Get there. Walk in, and the lady says, do you have your title? Do you have your proof of insurance? Do you have your license? And I said, those are the 3 things I need for a temp tag. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Though, Progressive just signed me up. They said they would fax over the insurance.
To DMV.
No big deal.
Very sticky wicket, I will tell you from experience. Whenever something has to be faxed to DMV, get yourself to seriously get ready to take a nice little ride on the suck train.
Yes. So... The way it works, for, at least the DMVR, is that when you go through the line, after you wait for the 30 minutes of line, they give you a little ticket. And that ticket comes up on the big board, and that's when you're called.
That's the preliminary.
Yeah,
line.
That's preliminary.
That's right. when they made DMV like Disney.
Yeah.
Now there's two lines.
Yeah, you go through the information line to get your ticket to wait in the big line.
It's always exciting in that first line to see what nation the person that attends to comes from.
Absolutely. And I think they pulled it out of the Soviet Union.
Yeah. So the lady from the Cold War says to me, You cannot get a ticket until you have all three pieces of paper. And I said, well, just they're going to fax it over. It's right behind you. She said, until they fax it over, son. She calls me son.
Son.
You cannot have a ticket. And I said,
so God forbid you maybe get a little jump on your fellow sufferers by getting your ticket prior to the fax coming into her greasy little Eastern European hands.
Yes. And I can call right now. The fax are right over. And she turns behind her to the fax and she says, nothing has come. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? She said, you have to get back in line, call the insurance company.
And how long is the line? How many people?
30 minutes.
Oh, my
Another
God.
30 minutes to stand in line.
Right. And she took joy in looking back
my
and
God,
telling you.
It was like, you stupid seed. Just because your life was horrible, you got to take it out on all of us. Right.
She's like training to work at Delta.
And this will prove the point, and I hope you give me the right answer here. Once you called your Progressive Insurance, how long did it take for them to get the facts over?
2 minutes.
You got
two,
so hosed.
2 minutes, and I
you
saw.
Got hosed, but
I
she saw, does it every day. She does it because she's a C.
I saw it come out of the machine,
right?
And I tried to do the old creep. It can just pass me that fax, so I get back in line.
Right?
She said, "Son, you have to get back in line." Another 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Because you weren't prepared. Yeah. And she says that 15 or 16 times a day.
20.
Could you have done anything where you could have just stopped and said, excuse me, I'm getting a personal call, and made it your Progressive call right
there?
I couldn't have done anything
because they've got a bailiff, which is basically standing there.
Right.
He says, sir, you have to get away from the counter.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Don't make me
horrific.
Yeah, they're horrible. Then
you wait another hour to be seen. But though I will say the lady at the counter, because by that point, there's nothing. You just bend over, pull your pants down, and do whatever you want. The lady at the counter, and this is a bombshell for everybody, looks at me. She says, do you know your license is suspended?
Oh, no.
What?
Your license is
There was a brief period of time when I had too many points on my license, say back in September, where my license was suspended.
Right.
And I guess they just didn't figure that out because I wasn't supposed to be driving for 3 months, but we had the podcast.
Right.
You know, I had to come. So I couldn't give that up. So I scurried away from the law that way. But the law caught up with me when I got to the counter.
So did you get it worked out?
No. She looked at me and she said it's only $97, and I was like, I know. I was like, I totally forgot, because 3 months go by, you forget to pay it.
So if you'd been pulled over, you would have been suspended. Still
to this day,
you'd be in jail
right now. I have a suspended license. I still do, but she did give me the temp tags because I literally was like, look, I'm sorry.
Did you pay the $97 and get it unsuspended?
I have to go to another building to do that.
Welcome
you
to
know,
the
Oscar,
system.
I'm not the smartest guy even in this room.
Yes,
but I will tell you this: I might have sat on that $97 story until it was resolved. Because this is going to shock you. People listen to this program.
Yeah, oh, no, right. No, it's fine. Come get me.
Couple of cruisers outside.
Come get me. I know Jerky.
More.
I do. I have his business card.
More to come. We'll take a break and come back with
Officer
the magic
Jerky.
With the magic audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Officer Jerky.
Friend of the law.
Hey, Officer Jerky, how are you today? All right, it's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by ShannaFans.com.
Love them.
Sports news, fan feedback, and custom apparel for fans of the Burgundy and Gold. Hit their link on our site and save 10% by entering the code TMOS. Same thing that's going to be on our hats.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It'll look great.
Are you thinking about Twitch as you sit over there with your mind racing?
I've been thinking a little bit about the comment you made.
What?
Which one?
About holding back his creativity.
What do you mean?
Well, you were just doing a little impression earlier as him, saying that Ronick's holding back my creativity.
I didn't. Oh God, you
I
are
was
so
curious
sensitive.
If he said
we
it.
All are.
You what of a gene? I swear to God,
I'm just
I didn't
curious.
Mean that. I meant he's all over the place. Don't get.
He, hey, at least he's honest. He could have bullshit you.
I know.
Oh, I can't say that.
It begins.
But creativity isn't what he's here for. He's here to sell.
I know, and I was using his words. I was being him. It was an impression.
You see, Mike,
when your basis,
love the twitch.
It was a little playlist.
When the basis of your career is that of the circus,
yes, okay.
It's different. Life under the big top is different.
All right, well, you push him too far, he's going to explode. It's time to open the audio vault. What do you have for us today, Rob?
He's going to explode. It's going to smell like scotch. There's
Does
a guy.
Mike think the twitch should be more creative? All right, very good. Now I'm going to get 15 messages from him at midnight.
No, you won't.
No.
Okay, right. Just shut down Facebook today. Just close it down. Turn off the Delta Airlines, Mike.
Our friends.
A guy in Arizona got in a situation kind of like what we were at when we flew out of National.
Hey, what do you call the situation? Go ahead. I interrupted.
So they pull away from the gate, and the air conditioning is broken on this flight. Now, this is in Arizona. This guy is in coach. They can't serve him a drink because they pulled away from the gate. They won't fly because there's no air conditioning.
You heard the noise, didn't you, RJ? You were looking at me because you heard the noise. Then you controlled yourself because you heard the noise. Don't lie to me. I know how your brain works. It's the only thing that made you perk up.
He's got a sign.
He had it prepared.
RJ hears like the noise, and that's when the only time he stirs.
That's
he perks up.
It's the only because he wants to see me react.
What's
to
that audio?
That he was hoping for that. That I might get angry.
You disappointed
him. I was watching your eyes on a camera, and then I looked at you.
Okay, so what this guy did is the only way to
dream job.
The way to get it. All except for one aspect, Mike.
Right, I know.
He doesn't get paid.
Other
than that, it's perfect.
All right, very good. So what happens to the prisoner on the plane?
What he does is he takes his revenge on Delta in a modern way. He posted a video on YouTube. He's a bald guy. He's a shaved head guy.
Yes.
Of himself sweating.
Oh, okay.
And it's pretty great. Now, we can put the video up, but I just want you to hear the audio because this is kind of encapsulizes the way we felt. Mm-hmm. When we were flying Delta.
And we were on a couple of very hot planes.
It's just brief. Just brief.
But they're going to try to get in touch with their maintenance people. That they're hot in the cockpit, too, and they're really ticked off that the engine is not working. They're going to see what they can do. Yes, those are beads of sweat. You should never be sweating this much on an airplane. And we can't have water because apparently they can't move the water carts or whatever until we're back at the gate and the door's open.
Don't you remember feeling that way?
All right. Attention, passenger rapists.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Airlines. Mm-hmm. Don't board the plane in summertime unless you do have that gate power.
Yeah.
Because you are crushing people. You know what? That one plane we were on, I swear to God, it was bordering on... I was getting freaked out by it.
Because
I was
starting
to, trying to take a good deep breath on there. It's ridiculous.
Where are all the litigious people? Where are all the lawsuits?
Yeah, Mark, where are your people?
People sue small companies all the time for BS.
Exactly.
This is Delta, baby. Call your lawyer.
Zach Galifianakis, Mike, not only is he great looking, but he has a talk show on the internet, and it's called Between Two Ferns.
Okay.
And what he does is he scores big interviews with famous people.
And it's hysterical.
Basically very rude to him. Here are the highlights from his most recent one with Steve Carell. I like both these guys very much.
All right, listen, Steve, I'm not going to do the insults like I usually do.
Oh,
but I'm not going to say your character on Despicable Me. I hear that they were going to base the nose of the character on your nose, but decided to go for something less cartoonish.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. Let's just do a straight interview.
Straight interview, okay. Yeah, I'm down with that. That sounds great.
What is the thing that you're most proud of in your career?
Oh, Heaven Almighty, of course.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
You, fatty.
Steve.
Just lead me right into that and smack me across
the
face.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Regardless of all that, it lost a lot of money and all that stuff. No one saw it, and the budget was way over, and no one was interested in seeing it. It's a great movie.
I actually brought a few things I'd like to say to you. G-Force? More like, gee, he's fat. The only French word you know is buffet.
That's not true. I know the word croissant.
I heard your last name used to be even longer, but you ate all the other letters of the alphabet. Zach, you look like a homeless guy who's been to a soup kitchen that specializes in ice cream soup.
It's tough in Hollywood. They either want you to stay overweight or they want you to lose a bunch of weight.
You're right. You're right.
Now that I've got a little bit of a career going, the Jews want me to stay in my weight. It might be unhealthy.
Well...
I just I don't know, man. You just seem so lucky. No one ever makes fun of the great Steve Carell. Everybody just loves you. And
that's not true.
Well, it is true.
I mean, there's lots of things to make fun of.
Like what?
I'm Italian. You make fun of that.
Is Carell not your last name?
Not originally.
What is it, Pinocchio?
Okay. Okay.
Like when you go to the beach and someone yells, shark, shark. And then they just realize that it's Steve Carell doing the backstroke.
When you go to the beach and you swim out past the buoys, do people think that there's an island there?
I'm not that fat, man.
You are?
No, I'm not that fat.
You're pretty fat.
If you were to do like my percentage of body fat mm-hmm. versus your percentage of how much your nose weighs, I guarantee that your nose per capita weighs more than what
per
I would.
Per capita.
Thank you, fatso.
Point is, I'm not that fat, okay?
Okay.
I'm not that fat.
He breaks the chair.
Love that. We'll get time for one more, Rob.
Okay. Gosh, you know, we're going to have to postpone the Rainbow Enthusiast auto-tune one more day.
Okay.
Because we have finally secured footage from Mel Gibson's new movie, The Beaver. Have you seen the previews of this?
No, I haven't.
It's a Jodie Foster-directed movie. Remember, they go back to the movie Maverick. They've known each other for a long time.
It looks like fun.
And the plot of the movie is that Mel Gibson has a beaver puppet. And he won't admit that it's fake. So
okay.
Here's Mel Gibson in The Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver, starring Mel Gibson as Ward Cleaver.
Hello?
You were a sour-faced bitch today.
Oh, Ward, where are you?
You really are a shallow bitch.
What?
You have f***ed me up. You have f***ed me up.
What's happened now?
Whore.
Wally, your father wants to have a fight with a girl.
Gee, Mom, I wouldn't hit a girl.
Angry at you.
Do you have a bad day at the office today?
You're just ordinary.
I see.
You're a wasted time.
All right.
That it?
That's it.
That's the audio vault for today. Thank you very much.
Beaver.
Very good. The Beaver. We will take a break, come back with news and buzz right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time to bring him in because today he has enlightened us with the factoid that he has a fat one.
I got a fatty today.
And I'm not talking about down there. I'm talking about his news.
Like spark up that fatty.
He's got fat news, and we finally figured it out at the end of the week. How to get you your
just
time.
Just in time. I couldn't be happier.
Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
We're brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your computer, iPad, Wii, Xbox, or PlayStation instantly. Stream us, then stream them. Get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for just $8.99 a month and no late fees. To get a free trial, just click the Netflix ad on our website.
Bueno.
Now, first, before we get in, I got a little grim stuff, but let's start this way. Let's start with Friday sex news. The porn industry has figured out a way to make money off the new iPhone 4 app known as FaceTime.
Really?
FaceTime allows users to make video calls.
That's great video.
And there are already, this week, as we speak, ads on Craigslist offering free iPhone 4s to women willing to get naked for the new improved video camera. How they plan to charge for it, don't know. No actual service is up yet, but they're recruiting.
I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. It's a little preak. I just got this. I just came up with this because this is real. Mm-hmm. I will have something regarding my iPhone and the boudoir, the bedroom.
Ooh.
And I will tell you how my iPhone was a bit of an aphrodisiac, and it will be interesting to many, many people.
But did you set it to, did you set it to vibrate?
No. You will see.
Shirt
now
on or
stop.
Off.
Now see. You want to jump ahead. You want. I'm just. This is a tease.
You.
This is a tease.
A radio tease.
Shecky, it is a tease. I will discuss how my iPhone. I'm not proud of this. Uh-huh. My iPhone served as a bit of a aphrodisiac.
I just got a really bad chill because, RJ, I'm not even going to look at you.
Oh, no.
But did you just say, I already know?
What do you mean you already know?
No, but I can imagine.
Oh, he has a guess.
Okay, thank Christ.
That's not the first time he's imagined that.
RJ?
Well, he practically lives here.
How dare you?
Thought he set up a mic stand up there.
Seriously, if I had a bigger house, he would have a room.
I know.
Buzz, before your kicker, I have one story, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure.
Appreciate that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Buzz.
You may have heard that Viagra for children may become a reality for treating a rare lung disorder. The government has asked Pfizer to develop a children's Viagra for treating pulmonary arterial hypertension.
Boy, he favors his father.
Now, at first...
He has his father's eyes.
At first, Pfizer said no. Pfizer said no because the condition only affects about 600 kids nationwide. There's no money in that.
Rob Spiewak and Rosemary's Baby.
But now, Pfizer's exclusive rights to the Viagra formula are about to run out. Soon, any company will be able to make a generic form of it. So,
hail Satan!
So Pfizer is now agreeing to make this Viagra for kids on the condition that its exclusive rights be extended a few more years.
It comes in a Pez dispenser. You just pull the head back.
It's just disturbing to hear Viagra and children in the same
sentence.
Of
course it is. But this is for 600 kids who have a lung condition.
Exactly.
And this will net, because they held out the way they did, this will net Pfizer an extra $1 billion.
Serious money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't. But again, I know it's a business, but I don't like the idea of really flexing your muscles. Mm-hmm. And there's 600 kids that you can help out. Mm-hmm. Those are 600
just help
lives.
The 600 600 kids. Lives. Just help them.
Yeah, don't push any buttons because you're going to make another $1 billion.
And right. Your antibacterial soap is trying to kill your sex life. Mm-hmm. A new report says antimicrobial soaps contain chemicals that can damage sex organs, damage sperm quality, and hinder the production of thyroid and sex hormones.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah, of course,
because
it is.
I got news for you. That's all anybody uses anymore is antibacterial soap.
Right.
I use Dial.
Of course.
Don't you
do.
Wish everybody
I'm surprised
did.
It wasn't Ivory. I'm surprised it wasn't like you melt down fat and use it. Like,
boy, we've had fun today.
Out in your butter churn.
I'm so Jesus. Glad we've had this
don't,
time.
With your
together.
Wooden phone.
Don't come here for fun, Rob.
Wooden phone?
Wooden
really?
Phone. You call Sarah.
9 years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan have taken a bigger toll than the lives lost and the dollars spent. Those years of repeated deployments have led to thousands of our young soldiers trying to take their own lives and immersing themselves in drugs, legal and illegal. And they find little help for the stress when they come home. A new report says Army leadership has failed to recognize these costs. It doesn't help that we've lowered our standards for soldiers, allowing them to serve and continue to serve even after they've been involved in serious crimes.
I don't know what the timeline is, Buzz, but I'm going to say something that I'm not even proud to say this, nor do I give a rat's ass whether I'm right at all and what the timeline is. But you mark my words, you're going to see it in a year, you're going to see it in 2 years, but you're going to see it, and it's going to be bad, mm-hmm. and it's going to be these guys that are going to have meltdowns.
For some time to come.
They're going to go into buildings, and they're going to pull triggers, mm-hmm. and it's going to be horrible because you have so much mental health issues coming into this country from these conflicts.
Of course, not surprising.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be a horrible situation.
All of this made worse and more complicated by this week's leak of internal reports on how badly things have gone in Afghanistan, the news that July has been the deadliest month of this 9-year war, and that bodies have been lost at Arlington National Cemetery.
You know, even in Vietnam, if you went back to Vietnam, you had guys on the front lines that would go out and they would, you know, there would be a guy on point and you would walk through the jungle, and I'm sure you were fearing a firefight more than right. anything else. And there would Remind be times you. That you would bump into that. But you wouldn't have that situation where you're going into a populated area every day in a Humvee, and your odds are very significant that you might encounter an IED.
Right.
Yeah. Terrifying.
The road blows up.
Every day
up.
We have guys putting their ass on the line that really don't understand what we're really doing over there that are out there in danger of getting their legs blown off every day. It's horrible, and we still don't give these guys enough and these women enough respect. We don't give them enough attention.
Hopefully.
We're paying attention to whether Lindsay effing Lohan is getting out of jail when guys are getting their arms and legs blown off every day. It is mystifying to me. It really is. We have gotten so dumb in this country. We have lost sight of who we are and what we're about. What is important to us as far as politics is concerned, it's just they said, we said. Mm-hmm. It's a cage match. That doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. And as far as our news, we care about our celebrities. Right. And then that's it. Forget it. F everything else. And you know what? We're going to reap the benefit of this. Mark my words, we will reap the benefit of this, and it's going to be bank robberies, it's going to be hostage situations, it's going to be mass murders, and it's going to be because of these guys that are so screwed up.
Unless we address it immediately based
exactly.
on this
oh,
report.
Mind my words, we will get stupider before we start
getting
smarter.
Oh, we sure
again.
Will, because you know what?
And some of that's by choice.
No one's going to agree to put a bigger budget in for veterans coming over here. That's the forgotten cause. The guys that serve the country that come back, they don't get treated like anything but crap. They get thrown away like they were thrown away in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. It's the same bull-ass that goes on.
And we've got a chance to maybe do something, maybe make something better. Did you see Barack on The View?
Mm-hmm.
And what is everyone talking about? What's on his iPod? And yeah. why wasn't he invited to the wedding?
Exactly.
Right. That's right. the story today.
That's what people care about.
The president
about
really
the
could
headline.
Have
yeah.
used
yeah.
that as a venue.
Yeah, they touch on Afghanistan for a second here. But I mean,
see a headline that says, the president doesn't know who Snooki is. That's the focus.
I'm not even concerned about whether or not we leave. I think there is a very compelling reason to stay, to say that we establish this country and that that will be better ultimately for our national security. I think that has validity. What we're not paying attention to is these guys that are coming over, and it's happening every day. No one is even aware of this. I don't think anybody is really aware of it. We certainly don't put it on the news. You get the statistic that comes out yesterday that July was the deadliest month in the history of the Afghan conflict, but you don't get anybody that's paying attention to the fact that these guys are coming back. Lots of them are coming back in body bags, and a hell of a lot of them are coming back with their effing legs blown off. And no one cares because it's a painful thing to think about. We are so detached.
Oh, it's not easy to face that.
You almost wish it was up across the border so people would at least think of it as being real. We don't. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't make my car payment, so why should we pay attention? I'm ramping up and I'm rambling, but you know what? I don't get a chance to do this in other venues, so I do it here. And mark my words, we have to, I don't care what you your politics are, what you think of your veterans, you have to take care of these guys. Right. We have thrown them into this S sandwich, and it is our, it's, and taxpayers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear, oh, lower taxes. No, raise taxes to pay for these guys. They're going to be so effed up from being over there in the first place. I'm sorry, I just thought I'd
say
that.
Fair enough. No, there's always a minute for the people who've served us.
Absolutely.
A veteran New York Congressman, Charlie Rangel, is accused of asking for donations for a college fund from businesses doing business with the House Ways and Means Committee.
So long, Dick.
His lawyer says he never gave these companies any political favors, never knowingly broke any rule or law, and that none of this was for his own private gain.
Congressman who's 80. You want to know what's wrong with America?
20
terms. A congressman who's 80 years old.
20 terms. Is what's wrong with America.
20 terms. But that means there's nobody. There's never been anybody better than him, bull ass. And
Mike, he's an energetic 80.
It's both parties. A couple of Republican fundraisers are being investigated on fraud charges. Texas billionaire brothers Sam and Charles Wiley, who've spent millions on conservative politics, accused of using secret overseas accounts to generate more than $500 million profit in stock trades. Huge supporters of the Bush family's political campaigns, worked heavily against John McCain, heavily against John Kerry. They backed the Swift Boat campaign. These brothers, actually under federal investigation for 6 years, say they are innocent.
Hey, Sam, this is Charlie. I put another $1 billion in the offshore account.
Hello, this is Sam and Charlie Wiley. Mm-hmm. We are Wiley Coyotes.
The Wiley brothers, yes.
Listen, I just got an anvil from the Acme Corporation. I'm going to drop it on that rapid bird that runs through our land all the time.
How you doing? This is Sam Wiley. If I attach this rocket to my back, will I be able to go faster than the Roadrunner? I'm curious.
And Oscar, you had a story for us?
Yes. You know what? Obviously, off what Mike just said, this really means nothing in the big grand scheme of things, but except if it's a friend, it's a friend of the show.
Right.
I got a call early this morning from Dominique Foxworth's brother, Dion. Mm-hmm. And Dominique, unfortunately, yesterday tore his ACL and is out for the season.
Oh, no.
That's a drag. Oh, that's awful.
And I promised Dion I would not say anything until it broke on the media.
And
it's I just got a text that it just broke on SportsCenter.
All right.
So I would like to say, because Dominique listens to this podcast.
Well, first, was that the first day of training camp for the Ravens?
It's the first injury he's ever had in the 4 years he's ever played.
Oh, God, what a drag. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, and our prayers are with him. Yeah. And, you know, this is the type of injury you can come back from.
They know how to deal with the ACL, but it's also a season ender.
Yes.
And all that. Well, I feel bad for you. This is your best buddy, and that sucks. And that's a terrible time to have it happen.
And it's funny because it's, you know, you talk about this game and how greedy these players are, and how, and everybody says, you know, they get paid too much, but it's true. They are laying their bodies on the line to play this game, and anything can happen at any time.
And you know what? You see a guy when he blows his knee out, and man, they put their hands on their helmet, and they go, you know how significant this is to his livelihood. And really, in the
prime. A good guy.
This was the
prime. Good guy.
He's in the prime of his career. Please.
Get well quickly, man.
Pass along our very best.
Godspeed and a speedy recovery.
And let's get him down to sit in on the show.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have him down here. That would be great.
In Northern California, am I the only one who doesn't understand this? 100 people have been arrested in a sweep that netted about $1.75 billion worth of marijuana. Meanwhile, you can still get weed legally at hundreds of dispensaries in the state.
Yes, they're legalizing factories to make it now.
And finally, we told you recently about a man in Scotland arrested for pleasuring himself while smoking a cigarette and jumping up and down on a trampoline.
Mark Ronick.
It was a neighbor's trampoline.
Hi, everybody.
It was a rental.
Well, in his trial this week, the man told the court that he did not intend to be seen by anyone, and that he did it just for the thrill of it. Asked why he also looked into the neighbor's window, He said it was because he noticed a light go on.
A light went on.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Thank
you very much, Buzz Burbank. We appreciate that. Good week of shows, everybody. Stay tuned if you are a bonus subscriber. We've got a bonus hour coming up for you. Lots of good stuff. We'll continue our sex news about what lesbians can teach us.
Can we get the RJ files?
The RJ files.
That's what I'm most excited
about. On today's bonus hour.
Bombshell, people, get ready. All right. Bombshell.
And I will tell you also my little secret how my iPhone became an aphrodisiac.
Yes.
I'm very excited. Today's show brought to you by Man Grates. Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your backyard cooking and get 25% off when you order today. Man Grates, 100% made in America, which Oscar says is valor real. Click
so
the banner ad on our website and get your Man Grates today. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our website is, our web host, rather, is BlueBot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized rep of MikeOMaraShow.com. And don't forget, if you know an advertiser, somebody that wants to reach tens of thousands of people every single day, you can call us right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773.
Such a deal.
That's it. To get out of here, for Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Gay, gay.
Yeah. Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.